Services for disabled customers need to be publicised more. New Ofcom research has revealed that communications providers need to do more to publicise services that are available for disabled customers. Mystery shopping was conducted by Ofcom to see what advice prospective customers were given about these services. As part of our wider duty to further the interests of citizens and consumers, Ofcom has a specific duty to take into consideration the needs of customers with disabilities. We must ensure that communications providers provide services for disabled customers and that these services are publicised in such a way that allows disabled customers to use and benefit from them. The mystery shopping revealed that 37% of mystery shoppers were provided with information about at least one service available for disabled customers without further prompting. This figure rose to 75% after prompting. This is a significant drop since Ofcom's 2006 research, when 91% of calls resulted in information being provided about at least one service after prompting. Mystery shopping. Ofcom conducted mystery shopping between August 2009 and March 2010 to see what advice consumers were given on the phone or by email about services for disabled customers, and what information was available on providers' websites and how easily it could be found. Mystery shoppers called on behalf of relatives who were blind or visually impaired, deaf or hard of hearing, had a cognitive impairment, or were in hospital long term. Services for disabled customers. General Condition 15 states that communications providers must provide a range of services for disabled customers and must also take reasonable steps to ensure that these services are widely publicised, such as publishing this information on their website and giving consumers accurate information over the phone. Services that must be provided are free directory inquiries for consumers who are unable to use a printed directory because of a disability, with through connection to the requested number, bills and contracts in formats such as large print, braille, or audio on request, priority fault repair for customers who depend on the telephone because of illness or disability, this for landline phones only, access to an improved text relay service for people who are deaf or speech impaired, with rebates to compensate consumers for the additional time taken by these calls, third-party bill management, enabling a nominated friend or relative to act on behalf of someone who needs help to manage their affairs, blind or visually impaired customers. 19% of the mystery shopping inquiries on behalf of blind people resulted in the mystery shopper being told, at least initially, that there were no special services for disabled customers. Deaf and hard of hearing customers. The most commonly mentioned service for deaf customers was text relay. This enables people who are deaf or speech impaired to make and receive telephone calls using a text phone, with a relay assistant in a call centre voicing what is typed and typing back what is said. However, this was only mentioned in 49% of calls even after prompting. This compared to 78% in 2006. Customers with cognitive impairments or in hospital long term. For people with cognitive impairments or who were in hospital long term, relevant services such as third-party account access or bill management were only mentioned spontaneously in 21% of calls. 20% of callers were told that there were no special services for disabled customers. Web-based and email inquiries. Of 105 email inquiries sent, only 70% received a personal response. 31 didn't receive a reply during the mystery shopping exercise. Surprisingly, replies to email inquiries generally contained less information than those given over the phone, even though it would have been possible for the provider to spend time checking which services were available. Next steps. Ofcom has discussed the findings of the mystery shopping with the relevant providers and has asked them to set out an action plan with reasonable timings for improvements. Most providers have shown willingness to improve the situation, and Ofcom will be working with them to ensure that this happens. Ofcom then plans to undertake further mystery shopping, and depending on the results, will consider taking enforcement action if necessary, which could result in a fine of up to 10% of turnover for those failing to meet their obligations.